Let's bring on the President of the United States right here on Sunny FM as we do every Thursday. Good morning, Mr. President.
Good morning, Stacy, Jill, Smoke Crack. Hey, before we get started, I've got some really good news. You'll be happy to know I'm seriously considering giving a full presidential pardon to America's favorite hillbilly mullet-headed tiger lover, Joe Exotic. Tremendous guy. Love his Netflix show. I finally figured out who he looks like, too. Dog the Bounty Hunter without the steroids. He really does.
That's a good one.
Now, Mr. President, you've now extended the social distancing guidelines from April 12th to April 30th.
We're extending them because they're beautiful, beautiful guidelines. They really are. And we're doing an amazing job in our battle against the former Chinese virus, which is now the invisible scourge or the hidden enemy. But the one I like best is the toilet paper terrorist. Everybody's going to love that one. Believe me.
So Americans will have to hunker down all month long. Any advice on how to manage being cooped up in your house during this time, sir?
Well, what I would suggest is spread out a little bit in the house, keep all the kids at a safe distance from their nannies, and make sure they're not clumping up with the housekeepers and the butlers. You know, the housekeepers are tough because they all want to get close and talk to each other in Guatemalan. So what I would say is make sure they each have a walkie-talkie. So much safer. It really is.
Yeah, I don't think people can really relate to that, sir.
Okay, well, if you're the man of the house, just lock yourself in your office with a week's worth of food and catch up on all the porn you haven't been able to watch. By the way, have you noticed all these new delivery commercials that boast about not touching your food? That makes me wonder if someone was licking my pizza before.
Well, do you have any suggestions to pass the time, Mr. President?
You know, binge-watching is a big thing right now, Stacey, so if you're looking for a show, I suggest binge-watching all my daily press briefings. Seriously, it's the greatest show on television.
Yeah, you know, we've heard you comparing the ratings for your press briefings to shows like The Bachelor. Some people haven't really been happy about that, sir.
Well, those people aren't unhappy because of me. It's because their lives suck right now. And we need to unite in times like these and watch my briefings. I mean, seriously, did you see Monday's episode? I had the MyPillow guy on, one of the biggest stars in the world. The networks can't compete with that. Now, people watch because they want to see what happens next. Actually, I think people tune in to see whether I'm going to turn to Dr. Tony Fauci and say, "You're fired." Sometimes I like to fake him out. I say, "Hey, Fauci, you're friendly guy." His face turns white. It's hilarious.
Yeah, but should you be touting your ratings during this crisis, sir?
Now, let's not be so negative. I'm proud of what the Coronavirus Task Force has accomplished in a short period of time. And that goes for Vice President Pence, Dr. Tony, and that lady doctor who needs porcelain veneers and wears way too many scarves. Look, bottom line is, I'm really hoping that when this is over, we will have easily saved at least 40,000 Nielsen households.
Oh, boy. Well, press briefings aside, we do keep hearing about hospitals around the country nearing capacity, and FEMA is building field hospitals to take on the extra load, too, right?
Yes, we're building more, and I will tell you, to ease the burden on our medical community, like, say you have a colonoscopy scheduled, try doing a semi-colonoscopy instead. That's a dad joke. You could use that.
Okay, well, moving on, any reaction to the Tokyo Olympics being moved to July of next year, sir?
You know what? I'm glad they rescheduled the Olympics because I have some ideas for new events I want them to include, like a tug of war between me and the entire Democratic Party. And I'll always win. I want Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer to compete in the javelin catching event, too.
Well, it sounds to a lot of people like you're showing bias towards Florida and you're not as quick to help other states, sir.
Look, as you know, I love Florida, okay, Jill? But there's no bias towards Florida. None at all. I'm president of all 50 states. Florida got their supplies fair and square. And if Florida voters just so happen to remember how well I took care of them come November, that'd be just a coincidence. And if I give Florida voters an extra $1,000 in their stimulus check on accident, maybe they'll remember that by chance in November, too. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go send out some mean, insulting tweets to all the governors who aren't nice to me.
Well, that's all we have time for, sir. Thanks for calling, Mr. President.
Later, Stacy. Hey, Jill, look for that huge check in your mailbox coming soon, sweetheart. That's not a euphemism in any way, though. Break, Stacy!